Howdy people, how are you today? Well, if some of you have been around long enough, you can kind of see the writing on the wall, can't you? Things aren't getting better, are they? They're getting a darn sight worse. And the thing that they call wokeness is a big part of that, isn't it? And we all know, I think, where wokeness and woke comes from. Everybody remember Cracker Barrel? And the complete disaster of rebranding. Get rid of everything that people liked about Cracker Barrel, and then wonder why it didn't actually work. Now Cracker Barrel is selling some of its stores, I believe, changing things around, because they're not doing very well. It's amazing to me that the CEO of Cracker Barrel is a femme, of course, and she's still there after the bad decision. I believe if it was a male, he'd be gone. Just think about the money that they've actually lost. And I don't believe they'll ever recover again unless they change who's in charge. I also believe most of the marketing sales team are femmes also. But all of us realistic people know that femmes dislike criticism. They don't like to be told they're wrong. And sometimes they can't see the forest for the trees. That's why they keep making the same mistakes again and again. How can you get better at something if you think you are already the best? I mean, basically, it's pure just arrogance, isn't it? We're supposed to think of males being arrogant. But I've never met any more arrogant person than a femme. They can never admit they're wrong, even when it's blatantly obvious. But let's take a look at another corporate disaster. Bud Light. You know, what keeps a company on top and making money is the brand. What people think about it. This VP completely destroyed Bud Light's brand. And it's no coincidence, it's another femme. These femmes seem to think about the now and not tomorrow, or the next day. Well, let's take a look at another femme here. This femme was responsible for making the advertisements for Gillette. We all remember them. The advertisements that degraded and tried to shame men everywhere. We all saw the results. In fact, I haven't bought a Gillette product since. And many men haven't either. I know, let's insult our customers. What could possibly go wrong? As you see, the common denominator is femme. Now these are just major companies, but this is happening all over in smaller companies as well. Anything that gets a certain amount of femmes into certain positions always tends to go woke. Look at the USA. The Democrat Party. It's now basically run by femmes. Take a look at their ridiculous policies. The gaming industry used to be mostly males. Then femmes got in greater numbers and feminized the gaming industry. Take a look at what state the gaming industry is in today. It's been basically destroyed. Let's face it, gaming was generally a male sport. The only reason why femmes got into it was because that's where the males were. Let's face it, we've all heard stories of femmes throwing their boyfriend's PS5 or 4 out the window or running over it with a car. Because to a femme, the PS and the video games were their rival. Another place femmes have got themselves entwined into is politics. And take a look at politics today. It's all about name-calling, lies, deceit, chaos. The thing is that femmes want to control everything. We've all seen femmes trying to control their boyfriends and husbands. But the fact is, they're not very good at it. And they don't self-reflect very well. I'm a pretty old guy and I've seen the change drastically. Even in sports, when Femons get into greater numbers, they always have to make it about them and not the sport. It becomes all about the dramas, the bickering. It's true what they say over the years. Even my father said it. Femons don't get on with lots of people, including other Femons. You also would notice there's a lot more sex and debauchery everywhere. If you compare the Femons from when I was a young man to the Femons today, the Femons today look like Femons of the night, if you know what I mean. Societies all over, really, are falling apart. Because now seems to be no values. We've all seen in the media now of videos and Femons' true nature. Not all, but most. They stand for lies, deceit, chaos, drama, and above all, greed. They want all the prestige positions, and all the high-paying jobs, but without the accountability. Kind of like Resident Evil. The T-Virus, which stands for trouble. You take it easy, guys. Resident Evil.